The Burt Show.
I love on the schedule looking down and seeing somebody on this show is about to be called out with the very first second of the morning show. All right, Cassie, go at it.
The South has been served an injustice and it must be corrected because our own Tomothy over here, producer Tommy.
Tomothy.
Posted something on Instagram that had me clutching my fake Etsy pearls. It is unacceptable.
And
okay?
I stand by every word I type.
I read to you verbatim from what was posted 7 days ago exactly. Just tried a boiled peanut for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That alone. Sir, how long have you been in the South?
All my life.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you've never tried a boiled peanut? Your Southerner card is revoked.
Never tried it or never tried to make his own?
Never. Never tried it.
Never tried it. Okay. Okay.
Just tried a boiled peanut for the first time. Not a fan. Anybody want them? And I take offense to that. How do you not like boiled peanuts?
Because they're disgusting.
What? Gross.
First my mom dies, and now you start turncoat? Are you serious right now, bro?
You're putting these in the same category. It's that much of an offense.
Are you kidding? Am I the only one? Every time I go on any road trip anywhere around the South, if I see them selling boiled peanuts, you got to say bowl. You can't say boil.
Right.
It's a boiled peanuts out of some weird witch cauldron on the side of the road in a hand-painted farm stand. My butt's pulling over because those are the best. Oh, my God. The shell is soft.
Of all the stuff that you have been going through over the course of the last couple of years, there's nothing I want more than to be able to come in here and support you in every angle of your life right now. But in this one, I can't do
it. This is where you draw the line in the sand of our friendship.
Not if I want to be authentic. No, boiled peanuts kind of suck.
Yeah. Well, now we know why you have all this bad luck. You've been stopping on the side of the road, seeing all these witches. Get some boiled peanuts.
Yeah, they reek and they don't taste
good. They reek. Oh, the shells are soft. And then when you bite into it, it's like a little juicy, salty explosion.
We don't say that on air.
Yeah, we do. Juicy, salty explosion. Of all people, Abby, I thought you and your books would like that one.
Speaking of explosions, I think where I bought my peanuts, a house exploded. I don't know if it was a meth lab or what was going on.
Okay.
But it's been on this corner, and this dude, this young guy, he's like a teenager, and he's out there with his red truck, and he's got his boiled peanut sign up, and he sits out there with a table, and it's a pretty high traffic intersection for being a rural area. And I've been driving by this guy a million times, and I'm like, you know what? Today's the day. Today's the day I am going to try boiled peanuts.
Bold.
And I said, I'm going to try one. And I try. At first, they don't look very appetizing.
They do not.
At all.
They look very, even in the shell, they look slimy.
They look like little slugs.
Yes. So I'm just like, well, maybe they're like nice and salty and, you know, just melt in your mouth. Like they do the chewing for me. They're so soft. I don't even have to chew. Just enjoy the taste. I did not enjoy the taste. It was like eating black-eyed peas, which I also don't like.
I mean, Cassie, everything we know about Tommy, for him to come in here and say there's any food group he doesn't like, I think there's credibility in it.
If there were Mountain Dew-flavored boiled peanuts, would you like them?
That'd only help them.
You got to eat them the right way, too. You got to do it like a crawfish. So you kind of crack the shell with your teeth, and then you have to suck on it. I know, that sounds gross, but you have to suck the liquid out. That is the good part. And then the peanuts inside, whatever. But, like, they're so good, Chad has to take the bag away from me because my lips will be all puckered and shriveled from the salt, and he's like, you're cut off.
You do whatever you want. The only thing I will support you on here is I'm a little surprised by Tommy never trying them up until today. Considering, I mean, if you listen to the show, if you were going to pick out the one Southerner on this show based on accent, it's Tommy. Yeah. So the fact that you haven't tried it at all in your life, that's surprising.
Yeah, I got the accent. I love NASCAR and I love Buc-ee's.
Well, you know what? Thank you for letting me express my outrage. You're all wrong. But what I would like to ask is on our Facebook page, we'll post this video. If you know where the good boiled peanuts are, especially in the Atlanta area, drop the location because I will find one that this man will like.
Sounds like we're going to steer clear.
Yeah. Sounds like it's an oxymoron. The good boiled peanuts.
The Burt Show.